listening to Voices of IFES, where we speak with people from around the IFES Fellowship about all things student ministry.
Hi, and welcome to Voices of IFES. This is the big return of Voices of IFES. We're sorry for this year-long hiatus, but this year we're coming with a very exciting story, very creative story. And today I have Silas with me. And Silas is the very original person that loads of people told me about. So we thought that it would be good to have him to welcome in the 2024 new year, new stories of Voices of IFES. Welcome, Silas. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, where are you from?
I'm from Germany. More exactly from the south of Germany. So it's a little bit a special. It's Bavaria. So it's quite important to mention it's Bavaria, not just Germany.
Okay. I wouldn't know the difference with your accent. And so right now you're calling me from Bulgaria. So how come you're in Bulgaria? What are you doing there? What's your role? Tell me a little bit.
Yes. So I've been in Bulgaria for 3 years now. So there's a program called Interaction where you can go from the country where you live in or where you studied in to a different movement in Europe and support the movement there. And so when I finished my degree, I applied and I ended up in Bulgaria and Sofia. And normally it's like 1-2 years, but I decided to stay longer. So now I am part of the Bulgarian ministry, which is called BCSU.
Do you know any Bulgarian?
Yes. So yeah, in Bulgaria, we love the language, or Bulgarians love the language. And so I also help with the Bulgarian ministry, not only international. So I also speak Bulgarian.
Okay. So did you learn when you arrived or before you arrived?
I'm still learning. In the beginning, I was only responsible for international ministry. So everything was in English, but at the same time, I started to learn. And now it's kind of 50-50. But I'm still learning. It's still a progress.
Well, very cool. And how is the movement going?
It's like a small team compared to like bigger movements. So we have a staff team of like 6 people for the whole country. And we have around 150 students involved, which is like a big amount compared to the last few years. So overall, it's really good, like especially the Bulgarian students are really engaged and have a lot of enthusiasm. But of course, the situation here is a little bit different with universities. So from Germany, I'm used to be really active at universities. That's something which is nearly not possible here. So we have most of the groups outside of the universities, but then we use the students or the students share with their friends from university.
And how come it's not possible?
It's just in general, the university culture is way different. So a lot of students don't even attend lectures or they go only for the lectures or only for the exams. Also, the universities don't have groups, so there are no societies. It's really difficult. There are no spaces in university to meet up. So it's just the culture, the study culture is different. A lot of students are also working. And so there's not like a campus where you can go.
So what's the main religion in Bulgaria?
So officially and from the statistics, we have like 80-85% of Orthodox, Bulgarian Orthodox, like not Russian or Greek or something, but Bulgarian Orthodox. Technically, I would say it's way less. A lot of people, especially the newer generation, the younger generations, are mostly, I would say, quite skeptical and atheistic. And a lot of connections to the Bulgarian Orthodox is historically and traditionally. So they are not as, I would say, against religion, but they are just no religion or faith as something out of their traditions.
So someone told me that last year you organized something that was super great and creative around Easter. Can you tell me a little bit what it was?
Like in general, we have even like with international groups, we don't have a lot of questions. So I always try to think about ideas where we can invite people and people would show up for the first time. So it's and this I love riddles. I love escape rooms. And so I have done escape rooms by myself before. But this time I was thinking I want to do an escape room, which is also like an invitation to discuss and talk about faith. And so I was thinking Easter is a perfect occasion because we can invite people to like do this escape room at the same time. The story of the escape room was technically, it was not really clear, but it was a story of Jesus and what happens on Easter. And so we made this connection of like the story of Easter with the escape room.
So what did the participant have to do?
So the participant, like in groups, people came like in 3 to 5 people. We have one group, like a normal escape room. They entered my apartment. We did it in my apartment, and they got a paper. It was a letter from Pilate, which said, "There's a new movement, and we want to get rid of them. So figure out where they are, who they are, and what they are doing." And so I made it in 3 rooms or 3 parts. The first part or first room was like was the kitchen, and there was like party. There were like empty glasses. There was wine, and so they had to solve some riddles. And they got the information that he was a party. People wanted to come to clean up, but no one came back. And so in the second room, it was more like a cave. It was dark. It was some candles. And they, again, had to solve some riddles. And there they had this story of like people were hiding. They were afraid. Something has happened. It's not really clear what happened, but people were hiding in here. But now they left again. And then the third room, in the last, they again had some riddles, and through the riddles, they figured out that these people who were hiding are now like going out of the place and going to different places to share about what happened. And they have like a new hope and a new joy. And after this, kind of like when they done all of this, they got the key to leave the apartment, but then we gathered and you make kind of like often, okay, which riddle did you like? And from there on, I had like questions prepared, or like also I used this story then to explain what happened on Easter.
It was Christian and non-Christian student that came.
So the idea was to, of course, bring your friends and invite your friends. So we had a few Christians, but also like mostly we had a group which was only Hindi students. So we had all kinds of different religions. And one of the first questions, or one of the questions I asked in the end, I had like a poster with like, what do you believe Easter is about? And then it kind of like the story of Easter is, and you can like a myth, a legend made up. And so people could do like with a sticker, they could like say their opinion, what they think. And so a lot of people were like into these kind of like made up story or legend. And then of course, I always gave the options of like Muslim belief, where they say like, oh, it's made up. Or with Hindu, which is like, yeah, it can happen, but it doesn't really impact our belief because it's just another God.
In total, how many people came?
Overall, we had around 25 people. So I think we did 5 or 6 groups, and each group has like 1 hour to solve it. And then we had like half an hour to discuss a little bit more. And then we set it up for the next group.
Well, that's very good. You promoted the event on Instagram, right?
Like on Instagram, and then of course the students who come, we encourage them to invite their friends.
That's cool. What was the impact of this event throughout the rest of the year? And do you still have contact with those students that came?
So the goal was for me like 2 ways. The first, of course, that people hear about what Easter is about. So in these 3 stages, the first questions were like, what you believe it is, then what Christians believe, and then the end, if this is true, if it would have an impact on your life. And therefore, I think we reached people who didn't know that, because in some countries where people are from, they don't celebrate Easter, so they don't know what it's about. The second motivation for me is always that people who are Christians from young age on, that they realize there are different ways how we share the gospel and how we talk about it. And so this was my second motivation, that people realize it's not always maybe preaching, it's not always just in church, but there are different ways. And this way, I think it had an impact. On the one side, when I meet some international students at university, they often ask me when is the next escape room, because they really love it, and they invite their friends, even if they're not part of the group or even if they don't have anything to do with the Christian faith. And so I think that's the way where our group was really got promoted, in a way that people know like, oh, that's the group who does this cool escape rooms. And also for the students who are Christians, I think for them, it was also like something a little bit mind-blowing that an escape room can be something we use to share the gospel.
And do you think it's something that it's easy to organize, and that, like, if like you were to go away, like any student could try to organize it in their flat or in their room?
In general, yes. I think the it's not a lot of, like, you have to think and have an idea how escape room works. But I think, like, from the cost, like material and decoration is maybe like was 10 euros. So it's not a lot. And then, of course, you have to adjust it to your location. So in my apartment, I have three rooms which you can lock with a key. So you can easily have like three situations. In our office where we often gather, you can't lock different rooms. So you have to like rethink what is a good way to do the riddles. And then, of course, the riddles, you have to, like, for me, I always try to involve different senses. So I always try to have something with smell, something where people have to think about, something where people just have to be observant. So different strengths of different people can be used to figure out the different riddles. So if you like riddles, I think it's easy to come up with it. And it's something which you normally can do in different places. You just have to adjust it to the location and the environment you have.
That's very cool. I hope other people that hear that will be inspired. And so do you have any other evangelistic event coming up for this year?
We, at the moment, we are planning to have a weekend for international students where we gather them with non-Christian friends and have like Bible discussions, which are kind of like, friendly for people who don't know anything. And I'm also considering to do a new escape room, but I'm not sure yet, because I'm thinking about making it about a historical figure of Bulgaria who was Christian. So I'm still, it's in my mind. I haven't gave it like a lot of thought yet, but I will ask history student from the Bulgarian group, and maybe we can come up with something which can be done bilingual, so it can be done in Bulgarian and in English.
Oh, that'd be so fun. That's very cool. So how long are you planning to stay in Bulgaria, and what's your ministry looking like with interaction and the local movement?
I promised the team and my boss to stay at least another 2-3 years, because I feel like now I realize that I get more and more confident with the language, and it would be a waste to then leave when you feel like, okay, now I can do more, and even like to understand the culture and get used to it. It takes time. My ministry is that I or looks like with interaction. In Bulgaria, the team is so small, so we are one team. So I'm like a normal staff worker here, and I'm involved with, like, I'm responsible for the international ministry in Bulgaria and the whole country, and also support the Bulgarian group in Sofia where I live, and also when we have national events, every one of us is somehow involved. And my role also involves like evangelistic events, to think about how we can do evangelism and how we can be present at the universities.
So can I ask you a last question? So can you tell me how we can support you in your ministry, how we can pray for the students in Bulgaria? And
prayer request. We're looking to have another interaction worker. So it would be great to have someone who helps me with international ministry. Also that I can support more, also the Bulgarian part, because we are a small team. Two of our team members are part-time, so they have a full-time job, and then additionally they have half like part-time with us. And we have a lot of students, and we have a lot of potential, and we really would love to serve them well. So that's one request. And then we have a lot of events coming up for the Bulgarian students. We have our national forum soon, in 2 months. And for the internationals, we have this evangelistic retreat where we really hope to get students from different cities to come and bring their friends. So that's also a big prayer request.
Great. That's awesome. So that's it for this story. So if you want to see what it actually looked like, the escape room, we wrote an article that you can read on Prayerline. So it's on our website. And you can see all the pictures of the escape rooms, and maybe you get inspired. And if you want to support Silas or Interaction, you can give to the link that will be in the description in the article and in the under this podcast. We love people that support us, but also we all love people that support us by giving and praying. So if you can do one or the other, that would be amazing. And you heard Silas, if you have in your heart to maybe do a year abroad with Interaction in Bulgaria, I'm sure the Interaction team would be happy to hear from you. Thank you so much, Silas.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Voices of IFES. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform to hear more interviews like this one today. If you want to hear stories of how students are transforming their campuses around the world, subscribe to Prayerline, our weekly newsletter with inspiring stories to help you pray for student movements. You can go to ifesworld.org to subscribe or follow us on Instagram and Facebook to listen to stories in audio form.